News Radio WGNS.
With us today in studio from Special Kids, we've got Chloe Burns and Nicholas Andahl. Chloe, you are the investor relations specialist. So tell us, I guess, first a little bit about what you do there.
Thank you for having us. The investor relations specialist is kind of the person who facilitates the generosity. So we're a nonprofit, and so I take care of our donors, make them feel loved, inform them of new events, going out and getting new donors. But yeah, all that stuff.
And then Nicholas Andahl with us as well, feeding coach and speech pathologist. So first of all, what's a feeding coach?
Our feeding coaches, we look at everything from our preemies and then all the way up into our teenage years for some of our kids with medical complications, as well as dietary challenges that our medical community is asking us to assist with in the families. So we kind of intersect in pediatrics all across the professions that work with kids.
What are some of the different varieties, backgrounds that some of these children come from as far as their medical needs, and have they been to a lot of hospitals over the years and all of that?
I wanted to share with the community that when I started 15 years ago, that's exactly what it looked like. So when a feeding therapist was called into a referral, it was typically we'd have children with kidney failure. We'd have cardiac issues where our heart system wasn't working as well. We had kids on leukemia medication. And preemies, they're born 10 weeks early. Those were the kids who had feeding referrals. But guess what, guys? The landscape has really changed. And now we're working with kids who do not have cancers. They do not have kidney failure. There are no cardiac issues. And these feeding challenges look like 1 in 15, 1 in 8 with just our school children here in Murfreesboro. And in addition to that, here at Special Kids, we're also supporting our population where it could be sensory disorders and autism. The landscape is much more broad when we're seeing this challenge.
So what do you think brought on this major change?
That is in the works, all of that complication. But what we know is when we diagnose, we're seeing that feeding therapy isn't just I don't get enough calories anymore, but we have this response where kids are stressed and there's actually like a pain response. And families are seeing that, a grandparent can come and visit and it takes kids over an hour to eat when this should be around 15, 20 minutes. So I'll have people from a bank, from a salon, they just will say like, my goodness, this is so hard to get my grandkid to eat. Unless I go to the right place with the right chicken nuggets and french fries, I can't get them to try soup. I can't get them to try Italian food, Mexican food.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of that is familiar with adults too, because with anxiety, with depression, depression and anxiety both, I guess those numbers went up greatly during COVID, and then all of a sudden we saw a lot of new problems pop up in the population. I guess that includes kids as well.
And we're really fortunate here in Murfreesboro because I was hired as a new therapist, and they said, Mr. Andahl, this is kind of what we're working with. Would you be able to support our team? And I've never seen that happen in my 15 years where we have a dedicated opportunity to take teenagers, young school age children, and all the way to my infants to be able to support this way. And it's huge here in Murfreesboro.
And with speech pathology, what are you seeing there? In that field, are kids having more trouble than maybe they used to in just forming words, letters? What is it?
Our development and landscape for language and using our communication to interact well, I think our goal is for kids to interact with family, number one, but when we get to school, that our intention is turned on and we don't have these classrooms that are saying, oh, my son or my daughter, my student is just, after about 5 minutes, they're gone. Yeah. Their attention, their ability to learn. And so we're taking all of this language learning for our two-year-olds or three-year-olds. We enrich it so that when we get to school, those problems are kind of already overcome because now our children are focused on language.
I know in the public school system, a big complaint by a lot of teachers, especially teachers who have been there for years and years, is that the attention span of kids in general just is not there like it used to be.
Wow. And man, God bless our teachers. Because unless you have love and you're patient with our kids, that will really scare you to jump into a school system. But we're working on that. We take things that are interesting to kids and we just layer in concepts of learning. So if we're working on a coloring book, it's not just about colors. It's, hey, what are we going to pick for the next three things? And children are going to scaffold in their mind, oh, I want to do these three things. And that builds their memory and attention to a task rather than beep, 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 I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess, you know, everything from video games to social media, that lessens our attention span, if you would, in adults even. So I wonder if some kids who are already, you know, going through struggles medically, if they're getting some of this from their parents or they're getting it from social media or from video games.
Well, I like this fancy word of where we assimilate through metabolizing. So when you see our kids in the grocery store holding a cell phone while they're sitting in the grocery seat being pushed in the buggy, their brain is just active, boom, 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 pay attention for 8 seconds, pay attention for 3 seconds, and shift your attention.
Yeah.
And that has had such detrimental effect. And I'm just shocked that I'm hearing this on radio, that someone else outside of my field recognizes attention is a valuable part of childhood, and we're being robbed of it when advertisements, switching screens, and babysitting phones teach us to pay attention to little entertainment clips and clips of information rather than being attentive to the environment around us.
Yeah,
it is huge when we change our lives.
It is. Yeah, it's almost like you wish you could talk all adults and children into just setting down the phone and just slowing down a little bit.
Yeah. Reading a book together, going to a library, spending 10 minutes pulling out 4 books and saying which one looks good, reading a few pages together, and digesting all of that relationship of holding your mom's hand, holding your dad's hand, and say, Mommy, look at this. And you guys just enriched 45 minutes of your day picking out a book, and all of that brain growth will stay with your kids for years because you did that.
And, you know, you brought up something interesting, and that is just that human touch. You don't see that like you used to. Even over the last 10 to 15 years, it's changed greatly where parents, they're not even providing attention to their children the way they used to.
I'm going to challenge you today. I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to challenge Miss Burns. When I'm holding something in my hand, it's probably going to be black-faced and rectangle-shaped. And every time that I realize that I'm holding this box that's meant for communication, that I need to remember, I really need to relate with someone else by using words that are life-giving. And my hands don't need to hold this box forever. I can tap the table and make a connection with kids, with my community.
When you sit down with children and start working with them, do you also explain whatever the process is you're working with the child on to the parents so that they can go home and then re-practice and continue that process?
Yeah, when you come to Special Kids, we're built on this framework that we want to minister not to just the children, but to each family the way that the Christian ministry through Christ would sit down and really hear you. And so when we're working on therapy, that's how we implement it, where, hey, you guys, what did you celebrate? Hey, you guys, these are the areas that you're talking about have been a struggle this month. Here's how we can practice it today and pick which pieces of those strategies fit your family, and let's build off of that. So everyone, the kids are getting explanations and the families are being invited to practice that with us.
What are some of the bigger obstacles that you face with some of the children? Because I know you do have a diverse group of kids there, but some of those kids who are going through something that's more medically challenging, for example, what are some of the things they face?
This one touches our hearts because when therapists jump into the field of therapy, we're doing that to see transformation and breakthroughs in a family's life. and our industry keeps receiving the same economic cuts that you see in other venues that are important to the community. So oftentimes, you will have our practices, I mean our business practices, our hospital practices, have to cut the amount of time spent with a patient so that we increase patient volume of receiving reimbursement, receiving multiple supports. And what therapists, we joined the field so that we could spend an hour, 2 hours a week, 3 hours a week with a family multiple times. And when we have, whether it's on the Medicaid side, losing on the economic front, or every state has this Part C program and Part B program, which is the Individuals with Disabilities Act, where we will fund the services for individuals needing that service. But what happens each couple of years, that reimbursement funding decreases in its value. And so we have to no longer serve at an hour's length of time, 45 minutes length of time. We have to keep cutting that down to 30 minutes and 25 minutes. And that's the loss to the community. And that's the challenge that we face. And when we work here at Special Kids with donors and with those who have seen the transformation and breakthrough, and they can come and say, hey, I have a gift for you. This is for future families. Can you take it and make it work? When therapists can have access to that, man, we can make the lights shine.
So what you're seeing, even at Special Kids, is the same thing that the doctors are battling with at hospitals all across the country. In other words, insurance companies are more so controlling the type of patient care that patients receive, or the length, I should say, of patient care that a patient should receive.
That's how it's playing out. And for the business owners who might hear this in the future, they are the ones, their hands are tied, because they tell our employees, they tell our therapists, guys, we can't make it here in where we live in our state unless I cut it down like this. And I know it hurts us all around, and our therapists just absorb the same hit that the owners and the medicine, the field of doctors and the healthcare providers, we all feel the same constriction.
It makes you wonder what's going to happen in the future. I mean, what does the future of healthcare look like if insurance companies continue to have this much control?
Well, I would join hands with those who are answering that question.
Because there's really no telling. I guess it's the executives, it's the heads of these massive insurance companies and more.
I agree. So I hope these moments we have little benefits where talking about this and looking at the difficulty can eventually lead to a solution that moves us in a progressive state and it benefits.
Nobody feels the impact more so than a child with special needs that is needing some type of service or care.
Yeah. And so our therapists, we carry that heart here at Special Kids, and our leadership team does as well. And that's why, guys, hey, know about us. Think about us. When you have a chance, come visit.
Sounds good. And I know we're already out of time, but folks can visit Special Kids online to learn more. The website, what is it? Special Kids TN?
TN.com.
Yes, TN.com. Okay. And again, with us this morning, Nicholas Andall and also Chloe Burns with Special Kids here in Murfreesboro. And once more, you can learn more about Special Kids, how you can get involved, how you can help out in some way by visiting SpecialKidsTN.com. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.